Hey, welcome back to the Drunken Red Dwarf cast. I'm Steve.
I'm John.
And this is our, John, this is our 22nd episode.
Jesus.
I know.
How long does this go on?
Another like 15 years.
Cool.
A lot. We've got a lot left. So John, in reference to our name, the Drunken Red Dwarf cast, which we have gotten some negative feedback on. So True. We're looking for a new name. So we have on all of our Patreon listeners are participating in a poll.
Yeah. No, our Patreon listeners poll for a less problematic title. Okay. So I'll tell you like the ones that have gotten the highest choices so far. Okay. So we have Lister Me This, a Red Dwarf podcast.
Okay.
Okay. That's gotten some that's kind of like little up on the charts there. Higher
probably
up.
Probably because that's the one I've been pushing.
I know you do like your Lister. Next is Let's Talk About Rimmer, a Red Dwarf podcast.
Yeah.
That's my personal favorite.
I know.
Yeah. But you know what? The highest up on the highest on the listener poll right now is Cat on a Hot Red Dwarf Cast.
That's, I mean, other than the Tennessee Williams reference, you know, I have issues with Cat.
I know you're very allergic and stuff.
Yes. It's mostly an allergy based thing. So John, we have three levels of Patreon. Which levels have the ability to vote in our poll?
Well, Officers Club and higher. And what's higher than Officers Club, Steve?
The Caligula Suite.
That's right.
So the Sleeping Quarters level of Patreon still gets access to all of our bonus episodes. You know, we've done a couple of commentaries. We've read some of the novels and talked about those. We've got kind of a Red Dwarf book club.
I like that.
I know. So those are still available to everybody, but we decided to make the poll because it's the name of our show. It's our identity. We wanted to make it for, you know, just the Officers Club and the Caligula Suite levels.
Right. And friend of the show, Mitt, who is in the Caligula Suite. So thank you.
Oh, he was our first member.
I know, right? You know, so first member, Mitt.
I know, saying first member for the Caligula Suite sounds wrong.
No, it sounds right. I whenever I think of Mitch, I think of the first member. Hello.
Okay.
Now, he sent in a suggestion that actually we've added to the poll, too, that is actually getting some traction, Steve. So he suggested Maroon Midgets in Space, a Red Dwarf podcast.
That's a lot of colors. And also alliteration. You know, I love alliteration, but I'm not a huge fan of that. Because I don't know how we're going to get less problematic by using the word midget.
Well, hey, Steve, so are you belittling Mitt, friend of the show?
With love and appreciation, I am disagreeing slightly with Mitt, but that's okay.
Okay, well, you know what? Hey, Mitt's vote is just as valuable as yours unless you're part of the...
Sleeping quarters,
because yeah. You guys can just, like, you know, enjoy everything and else. But
enjoy everything else. Don't be careful.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Hey, John.
Yeah?
You know, what do we do on this podcast?
All right, Steve. Well, this is the podcast where we drink, we watch Red Dwarf, we drink, and we talk about Red Dwarf all whilst drinking.
There you go.
Nice.
And just to remind everybody that I'm a big Red Dwarf fan from way back. I used to watch it on PBS here in Chicago. You know, when I was like, it premiered when I was, I think, 15 or 14. I don't remember exactly when, but I remember tuning in every once in a while, just wondering who the hell this Kachansky was and why they kept talking about her. John is new to Red Dwarf, and yeah. You're enjoying it so far.
Oh, sure. I like drinking.
You know. It's a little too sitcom-y, but trust me when I say that it gets a little bit more involved and serialized later. They start paying attention to the timeline in a little while.
Okay, you know, that's one of my problems with it, but you know, hey,
yeah,
you know, when you said, hey, you want to do a podcast about drinking because we drink anyway, it'll seem less sad if we actually have a to our drinking, I'm like, hey.
And I've been really looking forward to like making you watch Red Dwarf because I love it so much.
Okay, well, you know what, let's continue. Yeah,
speaking of how much I love Red Dwarf,
much do you love Red Dwarf?
Well, I love it so much that despite the recent casting news, I am looking forward to the new movie, the huge budget like movie that's done by co-produced by an American studio and the BBC. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know what? Can I also say welcome to some of our new listeners? Because, you know, I imagine with like the uptick is probably because they made that announcement of the new Red Dwarf, the motion picture.
Because it's got some ridiculous names in it.
Oh, I know, right? Shall we discuss?
Yeah, you know what? Let's really quick go ahead. I know we usually do this stuff at the end, but let's do it right off the bat.
Okay, well, you know what? I like how, well, Crichton the android looks like Andy Serkis in mocap.
I mean, I don't know. He's done really well at that before.
So I guess, like, he's, you know, he won't be a guy in like, you know, rubberized face. It's going to be, you know, will they make him actually look like an, will he look like Thanos or something? Or will he look like Ultron?
I mean, all those were all CGI. Those outfits were all, and were all either like, CGI'd onto the actor, or they were just like, you know, mocapped or whatever. So I think they have done such good things lately that it's not like it's Polar Express, you know.
Right.
This isn't Tom Hanks looking at you with those dead eyes.
Now, for Holly, they got Daniel Radcliffe, which is that going to be kind of like, you know, he's Groot, where they're just going to like bring him in for a day and it's like, I am Holly. Except not in Vin Diesel's voice.
I hope not. I don't know. Ever since he won that Academy Award for playing Weird Al in the Weird Al movie, I have been excited to see whatever else he wants to do.
Yeah, you know what? I'm okay with that. But, you know, strangely enough, you know who was in the running for this? Because I guess they were a huge fan growing up. Channing Tatum.
You know what? He lost out on the Gambit movie and this. Like, that poor dude can't take a break. Can't get a break. Yeah.
But they, you know, I guess, like, you know, they just wanted to, you know, a British people for a British movie.
I guess that makes sense.
Even though
it's
like co-produced with Americans, but like, you know, it just, you know, like Harry Potter, you know, it's like they wanted to keep it all British people.
You know, maybe he can play the Inquisitor. Not that that's something you've seen yet.
What? Wait, what?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay.
I'm just saying there are other roles that maybe Channing Tatum would embrace.
Okay, well, this is just, they're showing just the biggies, the big six on this one. So
yes, the main, I mean, because they just started. Like,
they could have some cameos, you never know. Interested about that. But look, wait, so, well, now we have, you know, this, I thought this was actually brilliant. For Cat, Idris Elba.
I mean, he's already played a cat. Like, so, he was in Cats, he was McCavity. He broke every law of man, including, I assume, regicide. Like, that's, and tax fraud.
He killed Reggie? Who's Reggie?
Yes, of course.
Is that coming up and I haven't seen it yet?
Reggie Bannister, the star of Phantasm? Is that who you're talking about?
No.
Of course. But no, he's already played a cat and to great acclaim. So this should be this. I'm excited. You know, I have issues with Cat, but partially it's just wardrobe. Like, where did he get all these clothes? But whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, I wonder if they will CGI fur on him or, you know, will he just be kind of like, you know, they'll put, you know, keep it kind of like a little lo-fi, like in the show, right? Like fangs and, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's mainly wearing like sparkly suits and zoot suits and outfits. So he doesn't need
Spanx.
A lot.
No. I want to see just Elvis and some Spanx. That would be nice.
Maybe. I'm not judging. We all let ourselves go as we age.
Yeah. Well, now somewhat, you know, controversial because they recast Lister as a female. But you know what? But you know, when it's this female, I'm okay. Tandy Newton.
Okay. I personally would love to see like the sleazy Tandy Newton, just like the slovenly Tandy Newton. Also, when they first made this show, like they were basically doing like blind casting. They didn't give a shit if it was a woman or a man. Like from everything I've read, they were just like, you know what? Cast the best person, like whoever fits. And I mean, it just, of course, turned out to be all dudes.
Yeah.
But whatever. So I'm all for the movie because it's a separate thing. It's not like in canon.
Right. Well, you know, and because they cast a woman as Lister this time. So now Kachansky is a dude and it's James McAvoy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, I'm okay with that. No,
I like him.
You know what? But actually, I think it would be kind of cooler if they still kept Kachansky a chick. Who could they have like put in as Kachansky? You know,
well, you know me. I would say Anya Taylor-Joy.
Okay,
because I love The Witch so much. I was on that other podcast talking about The Witch.
The Witch.
Yes, and also she was in Last Night in Soho. And she was really good in that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They could also just do someone who I believe can do like a similar energy to like match Tandy Newton as Lister and do like a Keira Knightley.
Oh, spicy.
You know, and then it's a little more age appropriate because Anya Taylor-Joy and Tandy Newton, the age gap is a little ways. So,
well, I wonder what the rating will be. Are they going to go for PG or like a PG-13?
The way the show went, I think it's PG-13.
Well, James McAvoy then. And then for Rimmer, they got this guy, Matt Smith. I had to look up his IMDb. He was in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. And also, he was Prince Philip for a couple of seasons on The Crown.
Yeah, he was also in that Last Night in Soho and that thing we don't... He was also in the show that shall not be named. The other long-running sci-fi show on the BBC that we think gets a lot more attention than it deserves.
Neighbors?
Sure. Neighbors.
Okay.
Or Skins.
Oh, I like that. So we'll see this guy's wiener?
Well, I don't know about that. Because okay. We were going to keep it PG-13.
Yeah. No. So, you know, and we will not discuss that other show that does not occur. I'm sorry. Baker was my doctor. Thank you, Colin okay. Baker.
Well, you Goodbye. Just mentioned the show, so whatever.
New Who. Too PC. All right. Okay. Well, so that's the cast. It's going to be directed by Peter Jackson. So let's keep it British for Britons. Peter Jackson. I mean,
New Zealand, isn't it all the same thing? It's just another island with a funny accent. But, yeah. You know, because I know Peter Jackson fell in love with the show when he was making his 27-part documentary for Paramount Plus about Red Dwarf and its cultural impact.
We did the for our patrons, we actually did a commentary for that too.
Oh, it was
seven episodes.
It was exhausting because each episode was 2.5 hours.
It was a delight though.
Oh yeah. You watched that despite the fact that, you know, we were trying to keep you spoiler free, but considering the timeline gets all messed up, it doesn't really matter. You know that there's been a bunch of people that different people that played Kachansky, and there's been more than one.
Steve, you know I drink during Brighton. These episodes. I usually have a little bit of amnesia after we watch stuff. So this is still fresh and new to me because I'm only on my second beer. We haven't even had a shot yet, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's move this along. But yeah.
Yes.
Now, John, let's go to your favorite part of the podcast every episode. What's going to happen? Okay. What's going to happen on this episode? The first episode of the fourth series of Red Dwarf. It's called Camille. John, what happens on Camille?
Yeah, I just have to say something while I was doing my little, it little popped up on here on Zoom saying, are you playing music? Would you like me to set up something on audio settings? It thinks I'm a beautiful singer.
Well, it also actually muted you for a good chunk of that for me.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn it. Oh, well. All right, Steve. So what's the name of the episode?
Camille.
So the crew take the little ship down to the planet, I don't know, Schatz Brewery, and they meet some aliens named Laverne and Shuri, and they go Camille, Kamazel, Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated, whatever.
Okay, first off, you know it's the Starbug. And also, what could you, John, just give it a try. You make the pop culture references in every single one. Just give it a try.
All right, I have a swig of beer.
Okay.
All right, Steve. Okay. All right. The Red Dwarf comes across a crashed ship and finds one survivor. Okay. And it ends up as an android named Camille, a lady android. Okay. So they bring Camille back on board on the Red Dwarf. And of course, Crichton falls for the lady android, but she drives a wedge between the rest of the crew because she's a shapeshifter. So she comes on to Rimmer and also Cat. Basically it's an homage to Casablanca. It's off the top of my head. I don't know.
Okay. Casablanca. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yeah. We know it won't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's even this show's too, this show won't do that. Right.
I mean, it's referenced other things before, but Casablanca is a stretch.
Yeah. Okay. Can we please get to my favorite part of the episode?
Oh, it's when we're done.
Well, that's my most favorite. Summer, okay. Sorry, my penultimate favorite part of the episode.
The toast.
The drunken Red Dwarf toast of the podcast?
Yes. See, that's why we need a new name.
Yeah, it does like come off. It does like just roll off the tongue. Okay, yeah. So Steve, all right. Right now, the world needs a son of a bitch, and you're the only one I've got.
Okay, right now the world needs a son of a bitch, and I'm the only one you've got.
Ah, wow. I do love the whiskey.
I know. I had tequila.
Oh, yeah. You're that classic kind of guy. You know, I like my tequila with mostly with, margarita, but that's fine. Any idea where that was from?
I'm going to guess Escape from New York.
No, actually, it's a newer one. It's from Peacekeeper.
Oh.
The show with John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Episode 4, Peacekeeper.
I haven't watched it yet. Oh,
it's so good.
It's on my list. But I've been watching a rewatch. I've been watching a lot of Red Dwarf.
Yeah, well, you know. It's like, hey, Steve, let the Red Dwarf, you know, just kind of slow down, dude. There's, you know, if I hadn't already used like a quote from that movie with Matthew Broderick, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you know, hey, Steve, sometimes you just got to slow down and smell the roses or something. I would have done that one for you right now, but
thank you.
Didn't.
So, John.
Yes, Steve.
We're about to start season 4.
Yep.
We have seen things change from seasons 1, 2, and 3 between those three seasons. So
mostly I'm the theme.
I'm gonna say, is there a new theme this year?
I'm gonna say yes, and it's going to have new lyrics because they're going to incorporate a new character. Maybe that's why Camille is being like on there. Ooh, they're gonna have a new character named Camille, and they're gonna incorporate Camille in the lyrics.
Okay.
All right, so you've got a look on your face like I'm just going way off my poop shoot here.
Maybe you're talking out of it. So Kachansky was a big part of seasons 1 and 2, but she wasn't in season 3. Will she be in season 4?
Ooh, with Camille. We'll have some of that like Bechdel test going on. Like, are they going to talk about anybody but the guys? I'm gonna say no. Yeah.
But will she appear?
Maybe in flashback they'll have her. And, you know, it's like one of those things where they didn't actually have to pay the actor or actress, or they just gave them like
they just reused the footage.
Like, just gave her 20 pence. It's like, here you go, here you go, lovely. Go buy yourself a bunch of chips over the fish stand or something.
So in season 3, we also saw a new Holly and a new Crichton. Are they the same as season 3, or do we get yet another new one?
God, we've had a male Holly, a female Holly. Are we going to have a non-binary Holly? No, this is like the 90s, so like they didn't have that sort of stuff. Nowadays, yeah. I might assume they did.
Although in the crawl, when they started season 3, they explained that, you know, Holly did have a sex change.
Well,
so technically the character is trans.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm saying that this season, Holly will identify as gender female.
Okay.
I've had a shot, Steve.
I know. One last one.
Yes.
So in the first season, we saw Mark Williams and Craig Ferguson. You know, Mark Williams was future Mr. Weasley from Harry Potter.
Oh, Mr. Potter, what is it? What is a rubber duck?
So I'm wondering if there's any future celebrities. Because, you know, we talked about Alfred Molina was originally cast in this.
I know.
Alan Rickman tried out for a role. And it's like, how different would the world be with that, you know, if he was doing Red Dwarf instead of Die Hard?
Oh, you mean like a then not celebrity, now a celebrity?
Yes.
Ooh.
So someone who wasn't famous in like 1991, but it is famous now.
Oh, geez. I don't know. Maybe a young Jude Law.
You know, I mean, I think it'd be like a very young Jude Law, but yeah, I think that would work. You know,
yeah. So like Jude Law, and like he's like a young midshipman who comes in and like, you know, he's taken under like Lister's wing, and instead, like, you know, Lister manages to get him killed or something, or like, you know, sucked out the rocket
airlock.
Yeah, or something. And it's like, you know, it's like, wait, was that Jude Law? What?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
No, that makes sense.
Wait, is he in this?
No.
Will he be in the future?
No.
Oh, nice, Steve.
He is in a Red Nose special, but we'll talk about that in many years from now.
Oh, that'll be like part of our, like, you know, like Patreon episodes, right?
Yeah, we do all of the web content and Red Nose type stuff, and it's all for all of our Patreon levels. So, you know, you just got to join at least Sleeping Quarters. You don't have to be Officers Club or Caligula Suite to get that stuff.
You know, we should have like a red drunken Red Dwarf cast after dark just for the Caligula Suite.
Okay. Why don't Why don't you organize that?
Yeah, well, you know, then I'd have to have like an alt on my Twitters.
Why doesn't Johnny do some work?
You know what? I do the work, Steve. You know, I edit these podcasts. I put them out there. It's like, what do? You just like sit there and like give content.
Okay, lazy whatever.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, whatever. All right, we're going to go watch this, and when we come back, we have a letter from our fan Jeff in Atlanta.
Ooh.
He's reached out again.
Spicy.
And well, let's see what happens the weird thing John said, if that's actually going to happen.
Yeah, and like after a sound effect I input in here, we'll be back to talk about more Red Dwarf.
Camille. Okay. Christ, do you think that's good enough?
I don't know. You think so? I think they got the joke already, right?
I mean, we went on for like fucking half an hour.
Did we really? Wow, it just seems like 27 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to do like a real episode where we watch it and talk about it, but we can't find this goddamn thing unless we pirate it or pay for it. And I don't want to pay for this.
And I don't want to pirate it.
Okay.
Pinky finger to my mouth. Oh.
Yeah. I have studied more Red Dwarf over the last week than I have like for my Apple certification in the last 6 months.
Well, it's not saying a whole lot, Steve.
That's true.
It's like I've studied more about Red Dwarf than I haven't about Red Dwarf. I don't know.
I put more effort into Red Dwarf than your taxes so far this year.
I haven't done them yet. Oh my God. And right. Today's it's at the end of March, and I know I'm gonna get money back. Damn it.
What are you doing? That's just money sitting on the table.
I know it is, but you know, it's just like I'm always like afraid it's gonna be something weird about it. And then I'm like, oh wait, that was easy. Shit. But so, you know what, Steve? You know what today is? It's a special episode. You know why?
What?
It's April 1st. You know what that means?
That this is all a waste of time.
And an April Fool's joke.
I think people understood that.
When they like tuned into an episode of Doctor Who and like they got this.
Well, and it was just a bonus episode. And of course, you had the idea to say like, it's April Fool's Day, so let's do season 4, episode 1.
That's right. You know, and thank you to our Patreon listeners who suggested that we talk about Red Dwarf for our April Fool's episode.
Not a thing.
Everyone at the master level or higher.
What are you talking about?
Why? You know what? You were so into like Patreon just like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, bit.
It was a bit.
It was my bit. So I was into it.
I enjoy it. So, you know what? Hey, Steve, how can people contact us?
Oh, my God.
For reals?
DrunkDrWho@gmail.com. Or they can find us at DrunkDrWho on Twitter or at SR Dolan on Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, whatever. So, yeah, next year we'll do fucking something I've seen before so I'd have less homework.
Okay. So we'll do the
Night Court.
The Night Court cast. Wait, the held over in because you're drunk. Drunk. I don't know.
The drunk tank.
The drunk tank.
Drunk tank talk.
Oh, drunk tank talk. A Night Court podcast. You love your long titles.
Oh, sure.
Yo, sure.
All right.
So until the next April Fool's Day or like when another episode, a legit one comes out, I've been John.
I've been Steve.
And thanks for listening to a very special episode of the Doctor Who podcast. And you know what? Did we learn anything at the end of this very episode, very special episode, Steve?
That doing homework isn't worth it.
Doing homework isn't worth it, kids. Yeah. Tell your parents that.
Bye. Let's be done.
Let's be done. But hey, Steve, what do we do on this here podcast? Oh, fuck.
Oh, John.